Are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Wake up, get a hold of your life, go get your cake up. The motto in the streets is you eat or you get ate up, straight up. You're tired of waiting, go get your weight up. My people's tired of waiting for reparations to pay up. Screaming Jesus can save us. I get the Bentley if I save up, but that's just another trick to enslave us. Push the minimum wages, put our fathers up in them cages. Then watch how our mothers struggle to raise us. But my ambition won't let me live in this poor condition. That doesn't care about color, creed, or your religion. Priests, politicians, gotta listen to opposition. From opposition, we still ain't got a pot to piss in. From our position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in.
Allah said save the babies from the cold. Pour wisdom in their cups to the truth overflow. Still knowledge is that bread that keeps us well fed. Oh, time religion would not bring us satisfaction without action. Now who can disagree with me? God is not a mystery. There's nowhere in history that you can show and prove to me. But still you face each and knock your head to me religiously. I'm G-O-D to infinity, for real.
World won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
For reparations. Bush administration, inequality, martial law, segregation, falsehood, false teaching, false education. Now's the time for us to come amongst this nation. They deceiving us, they don't believe in us. They believe in that cream like Julius Caesar. I'm like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X with the heaters. Ripping the chains off the remains of all of the leaders. Never worship an image of evil swine eaters. I'm on the back of the bus with two fine Divas. We in the jungle of life, but never jungle fever. I'm God body all day long. Spiritual life lessons that I receive. Citing a song, trying to wake up everybody, can we all get along? For my people that's out there persevering through the storm. Black fist, Staten Island, stand up, stand strong. Penetrate through the gate and bring the clan along.
Thought we was chilling, striving, change for the better. But it was a dream like Martin Luther. He had a vision that could move mountains.
Yo, what's up, Twin Cities? Welcome to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. I am JSE, the Navigator, joined today by the Don Data. What up, Don Data? El Boogie is in the studio. What's up, Twin Cities? Summertime in full effect. Summertime. Yes, throwback. It feels already like just kind of a, you know, throwback summer vibe, you know, coming off the holiday weekend. We're going to talk a little bit of how we did it up in Chicago. Chi-Town, you know, has some good fireworks display, some good food, some blues. What else we do, El Boog? We were kicking it. Good food. We weren't trying to come home.
Sweated
a lot. Walked a lot because, you know, we misread the map. It said 20 minutes. It was like 40 minutes.
Poor
El Boog, her shoes. She ain't had the right foot gear for that walk.
Not had the right shoe fare.
But we had a good time celebrating, you know, it is the Independence Day celebration, right?
How was it in the dome, man?
The go is always dope. But, you know, juxtaposition, it's Independence Day, but our civil liberties are under attack, right? How ironic as we just get through another Independence Day. But for a lot of folks, there's a lot of conflict, you know, internally with the whole, you know.
We watched the fireworks down at the time. Navy Pier.
We did that. We also saw them in Evanston.
We did. We watched them twice. It was dope. It was. The NASCAR was downtown. Is that what they call that area, downtown?
Yeah, that was downtown area. Yeah, they had a unique NASCAR event down there. We didn't check that out.
No.
But we were in all, you know, other parts of the city, have a good time. Wicker Park, Logan Park, Lincoln Park, Lincoln Square, Lincoln, you know, all that North End activity.
It's pretty. I didn't realize they had I should have realized this, but they have a, you know, a whole beach thing going on there bunch of beach, and everybody was kicking it.
Big old lake.
Yeah.
You know, one of the great lakes right there.
Well, no, but Lake Superior, I grew up on Lake Superior. We did not chill like that on the beach.
Y'all didn't have as much sand. They have a little sand area.
Yes, we
area.
Do.
We
got miles of thick sand, of white sand on the Wisconsin Point side.
True, but it's a little treacherous from what I hear. You don't want to.
It is. You don't swim there.
Wade out, you know, get sucked out. But yes, they do. They know how to kick it beach style. They got the boating. We didn't go on a boat. You know, they had all kinds of party cruises.
It was too hot, you said, the whole weekend.
It was the weekend was hot. We were trying to.
We scootered everywhere.
We did.
For some fresh air.
Cross breeze going. Yes. Shout out to the Lime organization. Their scooters that they have in all kinds of metro areas. Thank you, Chicago, for a good weekend. Yes. And now we're back.
How about you?
What'd you do? Yes. Mr. Buckner.
Yeah,
you throw some meat on the grill. What's up, man? You had some.
Man, we chilled. We hung out with my boy Stan Allen. Shout out to my guy and his family and friends. Didn't get home until 3 o'clock because we were just, you know, we watched the Hood. We watched the Hood show.
Oh, the Hood fireworks. Yeah, that's always a good.
Man,
I got some fireworks for later.
Man,
Hood event.
Man,
coming to your
the later it goes, the better it goes.
Yes.
Have you heard about those drone ones? The drone shows in different cities?
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about this. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, it caught my eye. There was one that you know,
it's not
I saw,
really a fireworks, but it's a drone.
It's drones.
Like laser type show. Yeah.
Yeah, they put together the drones put together imagery in colors. So the two of them caught my eye in China. They had a city that was doing that instead of fireworks, and one of the images was a cat. And then, yeah, of course I saw that one. And then the second image that caught my eye in another city in the United States in New Mexico, it was they did a code talker in honoring the Navajo code talkers.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is going to be the trend, you know, no fireworks, but have drone laser shows instead. But it looked really dope. I want to see one now.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
me too. Go ahead, B.
I was just gonna say I can watch a drone show for about 5 minutes, but there's nothing like the bing bong pow, you know, that takes place.
You do need.
We like to hear the noise.
Yeah, they had it. Yeah, I do like. I like the noise too at times, but it's bad on dogs' ears. However, the Oregon had a drone show. There was other lake fronts that Milwaukee did, and we were right there, babe. We could have saw Milwaukee.
I'm throwing up the Wu-Tang sign because
Wu-Tang.
Because Wu-Tang is in concert tonight. We did not know that, or we might have.
In Chicago?
Yeah, we might have like did a virtual show or did a recap of previous shows because Wu was in concert this evening, so hopefully they have a good show in the go. And we got to give a shout out our featured artist. One of our featured artists tonight is none other than RZA, born Robert Fitzgerald Diggs. Robert Diggs, also known as Bobby Digital.
Okay.
Do people remember RZA as Prince Rakim?
Nope.
No.
He had a contract. The reason kind of how they got their head start in the music game is that Prince Rakim, a.k.a. the RZA, before he was the RZA, had a contract, and it was corny. I mean, his musical styles, he was on some father MC type of, you know, and it wasn't.
Not the father
MC. He wasn't feeling it, but, you know, his first cousins are the GZA and Old Dirty Bastard. And so They can we say bastard? I just said
yeah,
it twice.
You can say bastard.
If we could.
Bastard, you can say.
Anyway, things that we say on this show are, you know, not necessarily the opinions of the board or other people affiliated with KFAI. But at any rate, ODB, GZA, and the RZA, Wu-Tang Clan, those are cousins. And eventually, you know, they would come out with their very Kung Fu centered, you know, uniquely produced tracks. All the brain trust is the RZA. That's how we get Method Man, how we get Ghostface Killer, all these other Wu-Tang affiliates. You know, there were the 8-Core, and then there were the Killer Bees and a bunch of other stuff. All because of none other than Robert Fitzgerald Diggs, a.k.a. the RZA, because that is the dude. He has his own sound, one of my favorite producers of all time. And we're going to celebrate him in music this evening. And hopefully the folks in the Shy are going to have a good show as well. Shy, always interested. Always interesting place. On our way in, we noticed that shots were fired. They had a little, you know, situation go down. We stayed
out. Shots were fired as you came into the city.
Well, I mean,
are you
not literally, but figuratively.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there was an event that happened. That happened the night before we got there, right? Or was that night we got? That was the night before. There was an album release. Some folks got shot up. It's interesting. Chicago's an interesting city. I throw that out there because it is an interesting city, and you know, you got to be careful. It's a great city to hang out in.
Yeah, down in one of the clubs downtown.
Yeah.
It was a music release by a female artist, rap artist, and she had an album release.
Yeah.
And some folks went up in there looking for her, and the night we arrived in Chicago, went up looking for her, and yeah, literally shots were fired. And people were injured, and a couple of people died. It was a club. Yeah, it was a club. It was a club I had seen before.
Yeah,
we kind of
knew the area. We just stayed in that area.
We hung on that area one of the times we went. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was. You know, I mean, it's a city, but yeah, it's
a big city.
It is a very big city. But you know, just a little bit of news. Where were you going with that?
I wasn't, other than stop the violence, y'all, you know, summertime thing. Well, I mean, I remember, you know, there's an uptick usually, you know, activity. People get, you know, it gets hot. You know, we have a whole movie theme, you know, Fight the Power, right? It was all about the summer and things getting really tense. And we're living in a really tense time. And I really want people to you know, mind your surroundings, but also mind your consciousness, your mental health and well-being at these times, because, you know, with the challenges that are happening at the federal level, and we got people getting shot here, legislators, and all the things that are happening, there is a price on our mental well-being, and I want people out there to be safe. You know, breathe, take deep breaths, decompress, you know, take care of yourself, take care of your relatives, and have a good summer.
Well said, man with a cold. As you breathe, I mean, some deep breaths.
You got sick on top of that.
Yeah, he's. I can hear it. I'm not looking at him. I was.
Let me be Darth Vader and have my heavy breathing.
Yes, very Darth Vader, Vader-ish.
See, now I got to tell Miguel. Anyway, but outside of that, good weekend, good holiday weekend, regardless of
all good stuff, y'all.
Complexities going on.
We got into one little thing, a complexity. That's what I was looking at. You hear about the Beyonce T-shirt?
Oh, okay. You want to go in a little bit on the Beyonce T-shirt and that issue, the complexity?
Did you hear about that?
The complexity of the Buffalo Soldiers, which are a very complicated reality in the history of the country for a variety of reasons. One, because it was considered the first time former African-American slaves were able to serve in the military. And they were given a name, Buffalo Soldiers. And part of the reason they were given that name is actually where things kind of turn in a direction that's complicated, because they served in the Indian Wars. So they fired upon other indigenous tribal people, probably unbeknownst to them. And so that's the backdrop to a very complicated history and, you know, kind of how the U.S. has pitted communities against each other. That's, you know, part of our unfortunate history. And Beyonce kind of made a...
She made an appearance on stage one day and like kind of like opening her shirt Hulk style and revealing this T-shirt that said Buffalo Soldiers. And on the back, it had a quote about, you know, I'll pull up the quote in just a second, but it wasn't a nice quote. It was talking about savages and Mexican revolutionaries and such. And it was a debate. My whole point of that was it was a debate about people were backlashing against her wearing that T-shirt, criticized for calling Native Americans enemies of peace.
So clearly misstep, you know, in terms of, you know, making, you know, it's a sore point in the history. And it was Juneteenth
when she wore it.
Yeah, it's kind of juxtaposed kind of situation where you know, apparently her publicist or whoever, you said it was a part of a line.
Yeah, she's selling
so,
the T-shirt.
So, yeah, a lot of indigenous
in
people were angered and were upset about the ignorance level that you would actually perpetuate. You know,
here I have the what it says on the back of this shirt. It says their antagonists were the enemies of peace, order, and settlement. Warring Indians, bandits, cattle thieves, murderous gunmen, bootleggers, trespassers, and Mexican revolutionaries. And on the front is imagery of the Black U.S. Army the Buffalo Soldiers who belonged to the Black U.S. Army unit in the 1800s and early 1900s. So she unveiled this in Paris and... yeah, apparently people could buy the T-shirt if they wanted it. I didn't bother to try to do that.
So El Boog was just recently a part of a cohort of potential Native candidates. And those folks were pissed that Beyonce didn't have the fortitude or her team didn't have the fortitude to understand that, you know, that could be viewed as disrespectful to other communities. We really... You know, attack on DEI, attack on immigration, mostly brown immigrants. I saw some brother who pretty much grew up his entire life here in the U.S. His dad was Jamaican, right? He gets deported, right? He's spent his entire life here in the U.S. Was born on a Air Force base in Germany. His dad was
in Germany.
Yeah, his dad was in the military. So... at a time where, and this is kind of, I think, what I was trying to do at the beginning here, was really encourage not only that we take care of each other, but we use our higher learning, our higher intellect to not get caught up and not get duped because, you know, the devil is out. The devil is in our midst, right? Trying to pit people against each other, you know, pitting, you know, the country's got a history of immigration, you know, going way back. You know, outside of indigenous peoples, right? So
we are a nation of immigrants.
Yeah. So anyway, things have been a little complicated.
Yeah.
Needless to say. So.
Man, it's been messed up.
It's getting more and more that way. It's like, it is. Just chill, administration. Just take a break. Chill. How about focus on happiness? Happiness and joy.
Let's just say that happiness isn't going to take place after school because the administration has paused all payments that the Congress actually has allocated, and it was signed already, but has paused all payments as relates to after-school activities and other payments to the tune of $6 billion. $6 billion in the grand scheme of thing in the federal government is literally finding a couple pennies in your couch.
So after school programming?
After school programming.
Wow. Youth. Let's cut money for the youth.
Captain Petty at his best.
We haven't even talked about the big bill.
The big bill?
The crazy bill, whatever. I mean, I don't know. Ugly, I've heard. The big ugly, the big...
it's called the big beautiful bill.
The absence of compassion, the...
Yeah.
One big beautiful bill.
The bill to pay off, you know, folks that make $500K or more. That's where that $4 trillion went toward, right? and then everything else gets liquidated. All the other services for the other citizen, the citizens of the country. I mean,
19 million Americans will be losing over the next several years their health care.
How crazy is that? I can't believe this is our reality, right? The gift that keeps giving, B. Buckner.
Yo, he told us what he was going to do. Told us what he was going to do. One thing I will say about this, he ain't lying about this. He told us.
Hmm. Yep. Well, it's on the, if you go to the whitehouse.gov, you can find myth versus fact, the one big beautiful bill. And they posted in here for all of us to read on the White House website, the myth like, the one big beautiful bill is just a tax break for billionaires. Myth. Fact, they said, is that the one big beautiful bill delivers the largest middle and working class tax cut in U.S. history. The president's legislation will cut more than $10,000 a year back in the pockets of hardworking families. That's what they said.
If you work in the service industry, right, because you're going to get a little...
That's a complicated
Yeah, you get a little bump. Otherwise, if you got to make a certain dollar amount that's way over what I think the middle class, you know, range is. But, you know, it's spin. You know, it's all spin. We get it. It's all spin.
I mean, that's not what the CBO said.
What the CBO said. And the CBO is...
The Congressional Budget Office.
Office said
nonpartisan.
And they said what about this bill?
Honestly, let me go back and hit this one off because even we were like, you could whoa.
Well, okay. I'll share with you that they call your what you shared, the myth, the one big beautiful bill hurts low income families. Fact. It is the most pro-family legislation ever crafted. It will deliver bigger paychecks with more than a $10,000 boost annually to everyday family. Here's where my point. They are expanding the opportunity zones for child care access, increasing the child tax credit, and creating newborn savings accounts. I did hear about the newborn savings accounts. So they're saying yes, and we are doing this. That's on the whitehouse.gov site.
I wonder how many dollars they put toward that.
Here's the headline from the Congressional Budget Office on June 12th regarding H.R. 1, the One Bill for Bill Act. It literally starts off by saying the delusional distributional effects of H.R. 1. What it basically hits into, good God, I cannot do this today. Let's see. Here we go. Estimate it. And again, they are supposed to call it nothing but balls and strikes. That's all they're supposed to do.
Nonpartisan entity. While you're doing that, let me say a little something about our other featured artist.
We're just getting back from vacation.
Curtis James Jackson III, also known as 50 Cent, also celebrated a birthday this past weekend. And so we'll be featuring a couple tracks from 50. 50 got any new movies out there? He got new TV shows? What he got going? I mean, he's got a lot of mileage out of Power.
No, man,
that series had all kinds of spinoffs.
He's rich. He's rich.
Yep. Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, rich now.
As we would say, tax bracket. Rich.
What about Puffy and the convictions? A ruling was brought forward. We don't know what the sentencing is going to be, but Puffy was found not guilty on 3 of the 5 counts that were brought against him, right? Mm-hmm. 2 of those that he was found guilty are deal with prostitution. Each has a 10-year potential incarceration sentence attached. So we'll see, you know, how good Puffy's lawyers are. It's already pretty good. I'm surprised. Right? If you don't have the slip, you know, you must have quit. Did anyone get that?
I didn't know.
The slip with the baby oil.
No.
Okay, all right.
What slip are you talking about?
The slip. You know, kind of like if you don't have the glove. Okay, all right.
No.
No, you got it. B. Buckner got it.
No.
I got it.
Okay, all right. You know, you got to have a slip. Okay.
Nope.
All right. I'm all alone.
But you're referencing something like a DJ move over there. But is that just because you were trying to signal it's commercial break? Or was that part of your joke?
You're at the 25, Mark.
I think it would be a good time. I thank you, my colleagues here, for pointing out the fact that we do need to play beats and rhymes on Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. So we got to do that. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy with our crew, the lovely L Boogie and B Buckner, myself, JSE the Navigator. We're going to take a quick break. You're tuned in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net. We'll be right back, y'all.
Tiger style.
Tiger style.
Yo. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
There's no place to hide once I step inside the room. Dr. Doom, prepare for the boom. Bam! Man! Slam!
Damn!
That scream like
Tarzan.
I be tossing and forcing. My style is awesome. I'm causing more family food than Richard Dawson. And the survey said, you're dead. Fatal flying color, 10 chops off the bloody head. Mr. Who is that?
Hey, yo,
the Who is back. Making brothers go bo-bo. Like a super jet. Me fear no one. Oh, no. Here come the Wu-Tang Shogun. Kill out to the eardrum.
Put the needle to the groove. I gets rude and I'm forced to fit up. My style carries like a pickup truck. Cross the clear blue yonder. See, the China Sea. I slam tracks like quarterback sacks from LT. Now I try and test the rebel INS. Less is the work. I earth slam your best. Cause I bake the cake. Then take the cake and eat it too with my crew while we head state to state.
And if you want beef, then bring the buckets. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Play for the mother from the song that's busted.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center presenting Marina Kroot on Tuesday, July 15th. Marina Kroot performs her songs with the bandura, a Ukrainian instrument that combines elements of the lute and the zither, which she plays in unique ways to add depth and dimension to the instrument. In addition to performing on the front lines of the Ukrainian conflict, Marina travels abroad to perform and express her appreciation for the support of her country. Opening the show is the harmony-focused ensemble Red Thread. More information about Marina Kroot with Red Thread, available at thecedar.org.
The Shaolin land, a young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth, low goose. Only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son, rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wounds at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way off fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right boys on board. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I hear the tech now. Bam, move from the gate now.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar.
What a prophetic track. Welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. Cash definitely does rule everything around us. And that's probably why we're in this current predicament. Right?
I'd like more cash.
Me too. I mean, don't sleep. I would definitely take more dollars and cents.
I mean, I think...
But there's always a price to pay,
you
right?
know, I mean, here's the thing with this, going back to that, though. You know, growing up, I remember a lot of people having debates and them listening to it. And when I was in some hardships, you know, having been in hardships where I was like, do I need assistance as a young single mom? Should I be getting help from the county or the state? Like, I'm not making enough money. Been in those situations, getting help with my Medicare and my Medicaid, and while I was making my way through college to better my life for my daughter and for myself and to lift us up out of poverty. I've been in that place, in that situation. But I also remember the debate that one of my friends, she'd always say, you know, I'm so proud of you. You did all of that while working 3 jobs and going to college, and you didn't have to, you know, and she was discrediting those who get help. And I said, well, some people need help, and some people need help because, you know, they have a little bit more difficulty getting to the next level of education or work, like some of us. My whole point is that there's been this constant debate since I was younger, whether people were proud that I was able to not use all the services that the county and the state offer because I was able not to. And then there was those that say, well, people just, they need to get a job. So that we shouldn't be supporting them. And then there are those that are very empathetic and say, well, not everybody can have a job. And so I keep hearing those 3 different kinds of conversations as people talk about the big, beautiful bill and the cut to Medicare and Medicaid and the cut to benefits and the cut to all these different programs and things to help people right now, SNAP benefits and such. And in my head, I'm like, I can hear all the different arguments because I've heard people debate these things all my life, but you know, there comes a point where, when is empathy in politics a good thing? What is the, isn't it, and the debate always seemed to come back to is it the state or the federal government's responsibility to take care of people? But then I saw somebody post something about, you know, about socialist countries, that's the difference between them and capitalistic countries. And that is that they say everybody can make money and everybody can be healthy versus here everybody can make money. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. Why is it we don't want everybody to be healthy? Then everybody can make more money. And then everybody has an opportunity to lift up American economy, contributing to it. But, you know, because we know health is one of the most important factors in people being successful. So where did we get to this point in the country where making people healthy was a political issue? Like, you don't want your citizens in your state to be healthy? You don't want to help them lift up and get out of poverty? When did that become a bad thing in politics?
I mean, they've been pushing, right? Like the Reagan era, that's the first place we hear about the welfare mom, right?
Yeah.
Which is inaccurate because that depiction of, I think it was a person, an actual person who had done some fraudulent stuff, right? Sister who has spent time in Chicago and other places and really had gamed the system. But most of the people who receive benefits, SNAP benefits, other kind of benefits, are of a lighter hue, right? Mostly Caucasian people, is my understanding. I heard that for years.
These are
the voters that many of which, you know, voted for the second act. The first act wasn't enough, you know.
Well, the first act was interesting and set the whole thing up. And thank God there was adults in the room to kind of stop most of the craziness. But let's put this in perspective. There's 71 million individuals who rely on Medicaid, according to the CBO. Most of it has been expanded under the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. 71 million. But CBO estimates that 11.8 million Americans, so 1 in 7, will become uninsured by 2034 if the law, as the law passed. And 3 million more of the 40 million who use SNAP would also not qualify. So just about 1 in 11 individuals that currently use SNAP. So, although to your point, you know, this is an administration that has been focusing on making people unhealthy, desperate, and quite concerned about their future. And what happens when you have a desperate, unsure population? That's when you start to get in those problems. And, you know, again, you know, in reading this article from Fun Enough, PBS, which is another target of this administration, public broadcasting, public television as a whole, from July 1, that you're now starting to create this Hunger Games approach about how people are going to just pit each other against each other. And what concerns me, in one bill that had to be passed by the vice president himself, the actual final call was passed by the vice president himself, that these are unpopular, draconian, unnecessary measures that's basically just harming people just to harm people. And, you know, but the conversation says hurt people hurt people. And what we have right now is a good number of people who are trying to exact some type of revenge for something that happened in their lives, because there's no reason why, you know, you would actually have of the poorest among us who could be saddled with an additional $1,600 a year tax bill, the poorest among us, $1,600, while the wealthiest will receive $1,000 a month increase. Middle class will receive some type of tax break between $500 to $1,500. So, but we did pay for border control, $350 billion of that, and with $46 billion of it to build the wall, and $45 million to detain or create facilities for 100,000 migrants. And with this whole conversation of hiring more agents, 10,000 of them, and that will receive a $10,000 bonus. I mean, you see we're not talking about numbers that were really vetted out. It's, hey, 10,000 sounds good. Hey, this sounds good. So it wasn't so much about this was great policy. This was dramatics. This is theatrics. But it's damaging to people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we're going to have to just figure out what we're going to do. If you do have children out there, though, for newborns, you could receive a $1,000 deposit from the Treasury that somehow, some way, we did not account for. Just a handful of other things in here. But at the end of the day, what CBO has definitely said is what is that final hit? Close to $4.5 trillion in cuts, according to this. So with everything that's going on, this will take place over time. But the reality is now we have made our country poorer, less healthier, less secure, but imprison our own people. And that's where we're at today. God bless USA.
Wow. That's deep stuff.
God bless the USA. Remember that jingle?
6A. Lee Wingwood selling Bibles and the song in the back of the Bible.
While you were going through that, I was kind of listening. Mostly I was listening. But I was also looking at the first. No, because I know you're on point, you know. I was doing a little more research for the show.
Oh, yeah.
First facts. If you go, it's entertaining. It's on the CNN politics page. Facts first. There are, as you would guess, a plethora of misrepresentations, blatant lies, mischaracterizations of our current president since he has been in office again for a second time. You want me to read some of
these? They only do the Pinocchios anymore, man.
No, they sure don't.
Yeah, well, it's the gift that keeps giving, right?
I don't know. You know, I mean,
I had enough, though. I'm good. I'm like, I don't need your, you know.
I, on the other hand, have looked at the gift that keeps giving called the Big Dumper.
Ooh, what is the Big Dumper? Yeah.
The Big Dumper is the Seattle catcher named Cal Raleigh, who is being compared and beating Babe Ruth's records right now.
Ooh.
And it caught my eye because, you know, catchers, I grew up with baseball players, softball players, fast pitch, all of that. Grew up running the bases as a kid, like all the time, but on both sides of my family played ball. And I knew, nobody wants to be catcher, and catcher is not the most glamorous. You don't, position, whatever. But
putting on the gear. But
here, Raleigh, 28, always been called the Big Dumper, but for hitting, he hit 35 through 90 games, a Babe Ruthian pace, they say. And Big Dumper is two ahead of Yankee Aaron Judge and breaking records. So Raleigh's on pace for 63 home runs, which would not only break Judge's American League record of 62, but obliterate the existing record for catchers, which is set at 48 by Salvador Perez of Kansas City. So this is going to bring me to baseball. I want to go check this. I want to go check out the Big Dumper.
Let's do it.
With an all-American game of baseball.
Let's do it. I mean, there have been some pretty good bat swingers who have been catchers. Our own Joe Mauer. Right?
I mean, but this, listen to this.
Joe Mauer had a heck of a swing, right?
But Salvador Perez was a catcher.
Yes.
48 was his record. Raleigh's about to hit 63. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Oh yeah, that's a big difference.
If he keeps it up, I mean, they're having a decent year.
74 runs batted in, 62 runs scored, 9 stolen bases.
He got 9 stolen bases. That should be your lead right there. A catcher.
Yes.
With 9.
Yes.
Oh man, I'd pay to see that.
I know. I gotta go check this guy out. And it said home runs hit by a catcher while actually playing catcher. That's an outrageous thing that doesn't happen. That's why everybody's on fire about this dude.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Dumper.
There definitely have been a few. There have been a few really good bat swingers.
Well, there always are. They're the pros.
I mean. But some that have been exceptional.
It's not the spot, though, that is known for it.
No, you're right. You're right, for sure.
I think that's the whole thing. We need something. We need something right now to cheer on.
Yes.
We got the Big Dumper now.
Let's see. The last time we were on, it's been a few weeks now since we've been live.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about, had the finals, NBA finals happened? Did we already give a shout-out to the Thunder and our own Chet Holmgren for being national champions?
Who came home?
Yeah, came home and had an event. I saw they had an event over in St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Brought the trophy. What trophy? Larry O'Brien trophy?
The Larry O'Brien, yes.
Yeah, I saw they brought that in the hood, over in St. Paul. So shout out to Chet Holmgren, Homegrown Products. A lot of folks have been sending shots out because I think his pops played hoops for Minneapolis Central back in the day.
Yeah.
I saw that. So I don't know. It was a good series, and I'm glad of that. The Thunder are going to go down as one of the best teams, but they had everything they could handle in that Indiana team, and I think without his Achilles injury in the first few minutes.
Halliburton. Yeah.
Halliburton, that game could have been very different. We do have a local connection, and we respect the hoops and good hoops. So shout out to OKC as a new champion. They finally were able to, get over that hump, and hopefully the Timberwolves will find our way at some point.
Well, okay. Sure.
Wow. You ain't got no faith. Wow.
Man.
And when we signed back Naz Reid,
Yeah.
We signed Randall. You know, we got the core, and we went to the
we need a point guard.
The conference finals, yes. Damian Lillard's out there. Maybe we can scoop that up.
Damian is still dealing with his injury right now.
I know.
That's why Milwaukee dropped him.
True, but you know,
and unfortunately, Halliburton's out for next year too.
Oh yeah, that was a terrible injury. He had injured his calf, really. And probably to compensate, put a lot of pressure on that Achilles. And, that's sad news. Hello, heck of a player, for sure.
Well, I mean, definitely shout out to Oklahoma City. Great, yes. They did what they had to do. Indiana, a team to be reckoned with, but they need to find somebody that can actually pick up that production and everything else.
True.
And again, it's that whole thing of we got to segue to the team that wins as the Minnesota Lynx.
That's right. They just keep winning.
Let's keep this 100. I mean, that's the most successful team that we have around here.
It really is.
So again, and looking for that joy, that happiness that L. Book started down this road of finding this. Byron Buxton, big up on your All-Star selection as well. 20 home runs for him, and we'll be on the home run derby. But going back to the Lynx real quick, Nafisa Collier, that girl
is
kind of she's silky smooth.
She
and
is.
You know, and it's a pleasure to watch her, just her smoothness through this whole season right now. And I think, you know, again, can we get another championship? We are 4 games clear of the next team of New York.
I believe if I read it right, the fans voted her as one of the captains.
Yeah, she's the received the most votes, right?
Second most. The juggernaut out of Iowa.
Caitlin. Caitlin got the most votes? Okay.
Yep.
All right. She is kind of her own brand. I get it. But yeah, the Lynx team is nice with it. The point guard Williams.
Williams.
What's her first name? What's her first name, Elba? Do you remember? Okay.
Always call her Williams, but.
But yeah, they're bringing pretty much that team back that went to the finals.
Yeah,
so,
Courtney.
Courtney Williams. Shout out to Courtney Williams.
I just don't want to be wrong.
Yes, she is nice with it.
She's my favorite.
Yeah, several other players whose names escape me right now, but shout out to the Lynx for your winning.
For doing your thing, and
bringing championship rings back to the state. Appreciate it.
But also, again, if you're going to do shout outs for Minnesota home talent, do not forget about your girl, Paige Buckets.
Paige Becker.
Don't forget about
Her season going? How's her season going right now?
She made the All-Star team as a starter.
That's what's up. As a starter. There you go.
As a starter.
Paige Beckers. Did she go to Hopkins?
Freshman year.
Didn't she go to Hopkins too? Yeah, that's Chet. No, he went to Minnehaha Academy.
Sometimes I confuse that.
Ballers from the Metro.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what's up.
I mean, think about that. You got Jalen Suggs, and he's doing his thing. Yep. Shout out to Trey Jones getting Tyus Jones getting re-signed in Orlando.
I mean, speaking of point guards, you know, come on, Tyus, come back.
We could definitely use you.
I see your shooting has improved too. It was always nice with it, but.
But his defense is the liability. I've seen
him be a bit more physical. But let's take another music break.
One more break.
One more music break. Thank you for tuning in. Two Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on
and basketball
on KFAI 90.3 in Minneapolis, KFAI.org, on the net, Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
Act the fool while we up in the club. This is how we do. Nobody do it like we do. Fresh like Impala, chrome hydraulics, 808 drums. You don't want none, better run. When beef is on, I pop that trunk. Come get some pistol grip pump. Give me 6 inches on them white N1s. This red rum, ready, here come Compton. Dre found me in the slums, selling that skunk. One hand on my, I was selling. The Master P was saying, buck past the. It's G unit, girls just wanna have fun. Coke and rum, got green on the tongue. I'm banging with my hand up a dress like, I make a cum. Purple haze in my lungs, whole gang in the front, kissing on the stun.
I put Lamborghini doors on that Escalade. Low pro solo, look like I'm riding on blades. In 1 year, man, you know I'm so great. I have a straight chick in the telly going both ways. Touch me, tease me, kiss me, please me. I give it to you just how you like it, girl. You're now rocking with the best set thing on my hip.
Support for KFAI comes from the Dakota, presenting the Baylor Project, Tuesday, July 15th. Husband and wife Marcus and Jean Baylor are the Baylor Project, performing the very own version of gospel-inspired jazz, blues, and soul, which some call storefront church jazz. With 8 Grammy nominations from their 3 albums, the Baylor Project is celebrated by critics and fans alike. Their live performances have been described as joyful, flirtatious, dynamic, and adorable. More information for the Baylor Project at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
I'ma die trying to spin this kid. Southside's up in this bitch. Yeah, I smell like the boat. I used to sell soap. I did play the block, now I play on boats. In the south of France, baby. Sandro Pay, get a tan, I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that. Gangster in LA. Hit a head in a hat. Call that a little rap. Yeah, quit the chit chat and the big car. Bake the bread. A barber, I cut your head. A marksman, I spread a letter. Blood clutch up your leg. Not wanted with the kid. I get biz with the cig, I can really live. You dig? I get it.
All right, welcome back, Twin Cities. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio.
Hey, Airbnb is doing a remake.
What?
Yes. This is an interesting article I was reading about the founder of Airbnb and how he reinvents. But he's reinventing it now where you can select from experiences. So you can Airbnb or rent a chef, a Michelin star chef, to come cook for you in the Airbnb you rented. Or you can, another example is you can do an experience like a matcha tea tasting from a tea farmer in Tokyo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
He's designing experiences is what he says, and services and homes.
Airbnb with a twist.
Yeah. Okay. So you can just like plan the whole, we could go to Chicago and plan it all on the Airbnb app probably.
Oh.
Wow.
With new experiences. I'm going to check it out and see what we can do.
Okay. We need to use that Hilton's Vacation. Just going to keep that front and center.
I heard you mention that earlier today too. We got a little thing going on.
We got things to do.
Check it out. You know, check out and see when it. I'm looking for the date that it debuts or if it already did. But I just thought that was intriguing. I liked his philosophy about always kind of evolving and designing life versus you know creating a company. His was designing an experience. So it was really interesting article. But I can't wait to check it out.
Sounds dope. Elections coming up in the Twin Cities, right? Well, conventions, actually, conventions are coming up in the Twin Cities.
Conventions are coming up, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
City of Minneapolis convention, mayoral race coming up in a couple weeks.
Should be interesting.
That should be interesting. Election in November. St. Paul mayor is up for re-election.
I'm predicting a no endorsement in the city of Minneapolis.
Oh, really? Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
60% is a high hurdle, first and foremost.
I guess we should.
And you have four candidates that will have us. Well, three and a half. I'll say it, but it'll be significant. That's gonna put a wrench in 60%. So do not be surprised if there is no endorsement in the city of Minneapolis, which is going to turn it into a straight free-for-all.
You heard it from B. Buckner. I adamantly disagree with him, but we shall see. We shall see.
60%. Tom,
what is that? What is that? Is that the 28th of July? Is that the date?
Good question. Remember that city of Minneapolis does not have a primary, so it goes straight to the general in the first Tuesday of November. So we can go as late as we can, and we have this space to do it. And to remind everybody, I still think it's still a two-day affair. The mayoral endorsement will take place on one day. That should give you a tip-off right there.
There you go.
That gonna be pack a lunch. And probably
a
sleeping bag.
Some snacks and some pillows, some reading material.
And pillows and some extra reading. Some extra.
Are you taking those down, Elbug? All those things that we might want to bring.
Get your water and your, your compression socks. Keep that blood flow going.
Well, they have candidates listed by order of registering. Who are seeking endorsement include, I believe it's Dr. Dwayne Davis, correct?
Dr. Dwayne
Davis.
They
just have Dwayne Davis, but I believe there's a Dr. Dwayne Davis.
He is Dr. Dwayne Davis.
Omar Feta. Brenda Short.
Okay.
Jacob Frey. Jazz Hampton.
All right, there we go.
And then there's this.
This park board?
Park board.
Our dude is running for the park board.
Tim Peterson. He's at large.
This time, B. Buckner, you got any candidates you put money on? Got a favorite in the park board election?
I mean, Charles Rucker is going to be my guy all the time. I mean, not to put an endorsement out there, but again, Charles Rucker is a long family friend.
Why wouldn't you put an endorsement?
Because we are not here to endorse on this show. That's not what we do.
I mean, but it's your personal.
My boy Billy Menz is running again. Okay. My understanding. Right. I'm just going to say, I'll say shout out to them. We know the work that they've done.
Good.
I think
we got to shout our people out that we like.
There's a lot.
Shout people out.
Yeah.
Paula Chesley, District 4. Park board. Her name's on here. Yeah, she also was running for endorsement of city council.
She was.
But now I see her name here. I did not know she was going to do that.
She did a quick, pivot. Boom. Now she's on that.
Meg Forney's up for at large. She's an incumbent.
That's your home girl.
No. Tom Olson, Mike Wilson. I mean, there's a lot of names here that are up. And then there's the city council.
Oh, isn't the one dude running from former chair? Of CD5, isn't he running?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Oh, Conrad, yeah.
Yep.
Conrad's running as well.
Bunch of folks out there. It's a good time for those who make flyers and other items for candidates.
It's a cottage industry. All 4 years.
For sure.
I would do coloring sheets. Coloring sheets.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. I like that because that's not likely to get thrown away. Your kid will be angry. You could do like flowers.
I'm going to take that idea back and bring it inside me.
There you go.
So I mean, do them as political things, man.
Yeah.
Well, it is time for us to get up out of here, yo.
Well, I was going to say, Democrats be heartened. $400 million through Act Blue going to Democrats across the country. So do not despair.
No.
Your money is here.
Yep. And you come to the end of another show, Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We will be back next week, y'all. We out. Any party words, El Boog?
Airbnb has homes, experience, and services on their app right now. Go have some fun, people.
That's right. Health Notes is up next, y'all. We'll be back next week. We out.
Peace.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at kfai.org.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.